The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
When you meet back up for dinner at the pub, probably the first thing that surprised you is that Pipsky looks up and says something in Draconic.
Do I speak Draconic?
That's a good question. Who speaks Draconic?
I do not.
I don't believe I do.
When I was picking languages, it was like, pick two. And I was like, okay, I only remember picking one before. So I was like, maybe I'll take Elven and maybe Orcish or something. I was like, oh, wait a second. This means I wouldn't know how to speak Common.
Yeah.
I don't think I do, but I'm not 100% sure where language is on this sheet.
Nushka, you're...
There should be under your skill checks.
Your mount there is making some different noises than usual.
Yeah, she'll learn to speak better.
Common, Gnomish, Infernal, I don't speak
She looks at you and she's like, I already speak very fine.
Well, yeah, you speak fine to me. Because I've been speaking to you for years. I know this language.
It is not my fault they don't know Draconic.
I didn't say it was your fault. But
it's the oldest and best of the languages.
Is this like a...
I figured you'd want to learn.
Is this like a Mr. Ed thing, or...
You see more speaking in Draconic going back and forth between them.
Okay.
Kellen stamps his foot twice on the floor.
They're very definitely words, and Pipsky definitely seems to be understanding.
Staff, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'll pop a charge on the Comprehend Languages.
Okay. You now hear this conversation.
Pipsky, can you understand me?
She looks up at you and is like, what did he say?
He wanted to know if you understood him, but no, she doesn't.
Okay.
She called her name, but...
Comprehend just means I know I can hear the language. I can't actually speak it back, right?
I think so. You'd have to look up the spell.
I feel like you can, but maybe not. I've been playing it that way anyway, so if so, I've been playing yet another thing wrong.
I am open to learning more languages, but obviously he should also learn the best language.
Any spoken language that you hear.
I agree.
Do you, you understand any written language? You must be touching the surface of the word. It takes, I suppose, not decode secret message. No, I think I just understand.
You just understand it. Okay.
Common would be good. Just if she was to choose another one.
Yeah.
Just going to throw that out there.
Common would probably be the easiest. And we can train her in that.
Sure.
It just takes time.
That's pretty cool. I say, looking at the circlet. is that the... greatest idea, or... I mean, I like it, Grandma. It's a bold strategy.
It's intelligent conversation. Sometimes it's lacking elsewhere.
I make side eyes to the other two at the table. Talk about me. I'm the smartest f-ing person at the table. I mean, okay. Yeah, no, 100%.
I would beg to differ.
I'm smarter than you.
You keep believing
that. I reach over and fist bump Rook.
You may have more book learning. It doesn't mean you're the smartest.
No, it's a stat. It's 20 for me. It's in fact mathematical. It is higher. You keep talking to God. I will be smart. It's fine. That's how this works. God gives you magic powers. It's great.
What is all this liquid that people are drinking that makes you stupid?
Only the best thing ever. Order a tankard for the Drake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although Kellen didn't understand it.
No, absolutely not. Although if she continues, I will absolutely cast Comprehend Languages as a ritual, because why wouldn't I?
Okay, sure. So 10 minutes later, you catch up.
No, and if she's like, what is this stuff? And I finally comprehended that, I will absolutely order a drink for the Drake.
No, I'm saying as a ritual, it'll take you 10 more
minutes. Right, no.
Yeah.
Now yeah, I'm just imagining the four of them all discussing in Draconic, and Rook's just sitting there quietly, patiently.
Well, that's what she feels like most of the time.
We have an appointment with the Iron Master, Rogan Savash, I think, tomorrow. I figure we want to get some payment for the artifacts that we've found. Probably get some direction. I have a few questions for him myself. You're all welcome to come along if you like.
Yep.
I'm in.
I guess Pipsky as well, if they allow him, her, into the university.
Does she fit in hallways?
Yeah, she's medium.
Okay. Troy?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Otherwise, let's have some drinks and enjoy some tobacco, because holy shit, it's been a long time since we've been in civilization.
Came unplugged.
As opposed to this bullshit cold door, which is not nearly as cool as the 7-month journey had us believe.
So you do, like, you get a bowl of beer or something for Pipsky? She sort of, like, laps it.
Should
like,
be good to go.
With a little bit of trepidation. Looks up at you, like, sort of squints a little bit, laps up a little bit more, and then sort of, like, grabs the bowl in her jaw and just sort of tosses the whole thing back.
You might want to tell her easy.
And after she's like, you know, like, obviously it splashes a little bit, but she swallows most of it, puts the bowl down, and is like, it is bitter and a bit disgusting. More.
That's how you know it's working.
I will tinker with the cigar cutters and try and like improve one.
These knives could be more knifey.
Yes.
Okay, so you pass the evening in the pub or perhaps back copying more books.
Whatever it takes.
As you see fit. The following morning, presumably you meet back up and head into the Iron Master's office.
Exactly. At the appropriate time.
Well, that's considerate of you.
Actually, about 5 minutes early, and I just walk in like I own the goddamn place. Pass the secretary, push open the doors. Iron Master, excellent to see you again. Hopefully trying to spy on him spying on someone else yet again.
So if you,
I love putting Dave on the spot.
You push open the doors. The secretary is sort of sputtering behind you.
Absolutely.
Protesting. The Iron Master looks up from a book that he's jotting down things in. And his black dragonborn face sort of looks up and he's like, a bit early.
I obnoxiously walk over and, while talking to him, stare down at whatever he's writing.
It looks like a ledger.
Good morning, Iron Master. Pleasure to see you again.
I regret I was unable to meet with you yesterday. I'm afraid I was busy with our Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Ah, yes. Well, you...
Chancellor of the what?
Exchequer, as in finances.
Oh.
Financial aid. They charge students out the nose here. In debt for years. Definitely not social commentary. Yes, Iron Master, I was sorry I missed you. There was a whole thing with devils and stuff. You missed an excellent set of entertainment. I'm sorry you missed it.
I got the bullet points.
Good. I'm glad. So thought I'd let you know. Found Evthelion, so plus for
yes,
that.
Yes, you had mentioned as much.
Yeah. We brought some artifacts back. Figure we would get those over to the university for a little bit of a finder's fee, given the 9 goddamn months it took to get there.
Well, you'll recall we did sponsor your expedition.
Oh, for sure. It's in the details. We'll work out the math. We'll generous to each other, of course.
Yes, well, I'm sure that the director of the history department would be happy to discuss that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We found a key.
Yes, this is the part that's more interesting. Go on.
Sure. Found a body, found some notes, found some magical amulets that I'd like to ask you about. You know, just general interesting stuff.
Yes, you've asked about the name Mevalriel, which we were not able to find anything on. You've asked a few other things, including more than a few requests for cash while you are up in the middle of nowhere and have nowhere to spend cash.
Oh, no. We went all the way to Manasa Nortova, so we definitely had a place to spend cash.
Oh, what was that like?
Much more boring than I had expected. But, you know, they got a Blood Bowl there, so that's cool.
Doesn't sound exactly boring.
I mean, that part was kind of boring. They don't have a lot of magic up there. It's kind of lame. Did make a pact with the devil, though, which is pretty sweet, I must say.
Yes, Cedric told me about that.
Good man, Cedric.
Yes.
So anyway, looking for the second door key so we can go deeper into Neftheli, and supposedly one of them is in town.
Third.
She's from the north. She doesn't understand how to count.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
This is Grandma. Don't mind the talking Drake.
Talking Drake, what? I'm Rogan Savash, Iron Master.
Nushka, Latunya Kamni.
That's northern for Grandmama.
And I heard that, yes, of course, that Inari has met a bit of an unfortunate end. Obviously, the university is looking into that and taking care of it, so on.
Yeah, brought her back just fine, all things considered.
Nushka, you've... well, apparently aware of things.
Signed on along the way.
I see. Well, given that we've already brought in outside help for this, I suppose I can't be a little... Let's move on.
Excellent contractors for the job.
Yes, exactly. I mean, as I was saying, we already have a few folks from outside the university. As long as you feel you can trust them and that they help you accomplish your objectives, I have no objection.
Excellent. Glad to have them on the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, door key. Do I have the door key currently?
You have the first one.
Okay.
Oh, you mean this gate key?
I will show the gate key.
Sort of take it in his hand, bring it a little closer to his face. Interesting. Doesn't appear... I mean, there's no runes per se, just a design.
Yes, I think it has something to do with the ancient elven magic.
As they described it, it matches the...
They do
the
tend
design
to,
on the door.
Ah, I see. They do tend to prefer form over function, or at least they used to.
They also prefer hallways that zigzag back and forth in a nonsensical fashion rather than going straight to the door. But we can talk about architecture later.
I'm not particularly interested in architecture, more in its history, which... You were able to uncover?
Yes. Rook, perhaps. Yes. Show the man some of the things that we were able to find.
Should I not show him the heroin and the magical heroin?
Yes, please don't show him the illegal items.
Okay.
We'll keep those to ourselves.
Those
are for private use.
Yeah, so what of artifacts of import that we acquired, we have a pair of stone gambling dice, a fancy... old elven shield, this fancy old elven vase, this painting, which has totally not been damaged.
I like the idea of the Tin Man lying.
Okay, maybe it was a little damaged. And these old books.
These are, I assume, the items you were talking about discussing with our director of history?
Yeah, a few things that we found just kind of on the first floor. We're hoping to find significantly more interesting finds the deeper we go, but obviously now it's another, 17 years to get back to where we need to go.
So I guess I am gathering by your description that this first level was, defensive in nature?
Yes. Also, full of things that were somehow still alive with no sign of sustenance. Which was unusual.
Those are usually terms to describe the undead?
Not undead.
No. Not undead.
Not all of them.
You weren't there, shut up.
All this
but Nushka does know about it.
Huh?
Nushka does know about it, though.
Yeah.
Correct. which was slightly unusual. Also
a satyr who couldn't leave.
Couldn't.
From what they described to me, the satyr was alive in the second level.
Yes, we found him quite mentally gone, if you will. After we came upon him, he got scared, tried to run away, and,
bludgeoned himself to death.
Bludgeoned himself into, a wide open space that he should have been able to walk through, but didn't.
I'm thinking that the elves sort of...
Sounds like a curse.
In a very Dante fashion, kind of sealed the levels afterwards.
Some there is a curse spell. Mentioned in the journal.
Or perhaps some sort of spell binding something.
Have you talked to Coinleaf at all?
She's not back yet, no.
Okay. Speaking of other interesting items, I thought I'd see if you knew anything about this. I pull out of my pouch the amulet.
Which amulet?
I have in my notes, dream amulet question mark.
That's the key.
Oh, that is the key? I thought there was a secondary amulet. Nope. My apologies. What do you know about this other thing? Tell me more.
Which other thing are you asking about?
Apparently, speaking to Jeff's previous character, it gave him odd dreams. It hasn't given me any odd dreams.
Yes, it has.
Shut up!
Yeah, Nushka wouldn't know because she didn't tell anybody.
This looks much like the key you just showed me.
It is, in fact, the key that I just showed you. Is there anything weird about it? Dream giving, shall we say.
Well, I'm not sure I would know without examining it at length. As I said, Elvin, interesting.
Its length is about this long, its width is about this much.
The dream?
Yes.
What? What?
Improv says yes and, Dave.
Well, we won't be able to leave it with you because we're going to need to get back in.
Certainly. You say that you have leads on another one in the city? That's surprising.
Yes. There was someone who was sent here. Apparently, the elves, the ruling council of Nephthelion, upon escape, attempted to seal their enemies inside Nephthelion. Which is evident from what we've seen thus far. So we're assuming that there will be more horrible, nasty, ghouly, terrible, undead things the farther we go down.
Assuming that's the case, that seems a prudent measure.
Of course. So we feel that there is a key here in Valacor, perhaps.
The next question is whether you feel it's prudent to unseal them. I mean, granted, that is what I sort of sent you there to do.
Well, I mean, you know,
Right, do you want to unlock the secrets of Nephthelion or not? Like, we could be done with this. Or we could continue on.
Campaign over.
Well, obviously take any necessary precautions.
We believe that they, once upon a time, sent a key here to Valacor. They also apparently sent a key to Duravrad.
Well, as you're here now, I suppose that's a bit of a logical order of operations.
Logical.
Unfortunately, your librarians were unable to uncover anything of great use, it seems like, thus far.
We were able to find some information on Melvariel, and I'll relay everything we found at the monastery. The fact that she was a member of the council and was exiled for using necromancy to defend the city, and then came
Interesting.
Back.
Interesting.
Necromancy's not that bad.
So she's an elf.
She is. Or she was.
Sure. Interesting. So a bit
maybe
of
a lich now, who knows?
Some sort of revenge tale or something?
Mm-hmm. But I'm...
And a necromancer would explain undead, but not exactly...
The fae.
Yes.
So, Jeff doesn't know about this world, and Nushka wouldn't have any idea. What kind of relationship does the fae have to this world?
I assume same sort of Feywild portals, sort of occasional...
They pop in and out. They're not, like, a constant
Not a common
aspect.
Thing, right.
Deep woods, circle of mushrooms... That kind of shit.
Still pretty rare.
Mushrooms.
So yeah, that's sort of what we've discovered thus far. Amenasa Nortova is not nearly the Koldor we expected it to be, which is unfortunate.
Although...
It does have an aluminum foil dragon.
And the Blood Bowl was a lot of fun.
The Blood Bowl, yeah.
The Blood Bowl was fun.
This is what? What is the Blood Bowl?
It's an arena fight.
Ah. And you were...
Successful, obviously.
We had to get
forced
one of the
to fight
amulets
or something.
Not forced.
We had to get one of the amulets from a platinum dragon.
Bahamut is the platinum dragon.
Huh?
Bahamut is the platinum dragon. Perhaps you mean
Mithril. Mithril. That's what it was.
A myth?
Yes.
You saw one.
Crime boss.
Talk to him.
A real one.
Sure looked like it.
I mean, it could have been an elaborate illusion, I suppose, but.
Mm.
Spent most of his time in human form, but we did see him transform.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some scholars here who would be very interested in those observations, because haven't seen any in a long time.
But yeah, we fought to the death to earn 10,000 gold to buy one of those amulets.
The one that had been taken to the monastery was stolen in a raid.
Aha.
And we would call it the Red Herring Raid.
You would.
Yes. It's almost as if some... Maleficent power forces us to go from one really long fucking area to another.
Bastards.
Malevolent.
Raiders.
You might even call it a fetch quest.
Hence the red herring raid.
We just didn't fetch it. We didn't fetch anything for them. We just
murdered our way to the top. So yeah, looking for this other amulet here in Valakor, since I can't remember goddamn names in this.
Well, then what is your lead?
Our lead is the elf that brought it here.
I assume a very long time ago.
Yes.
Well,
he was a warrior. He was told not to find mercenary work, that guarding this amulet was his life's work from here on.
Well, then, perhaps your two main people who keep records are historians and the government.
A Karoquin?
Yep. So perhaps any sort of bureaucracy may have record. I doubt that, assuming that he did nothing noteworthy, I doubt that historians would have particularly taken note.
And we did establish, short of something miraculous, he's probably dead by now, right?
That seems likely.
I'm just trying to make sure I remember how long elves live.
Unless he also became undead.
Well,
but yes, that's
how long has it been? 500 years?
900.
Oh, 900, okay.
Which I think he said elves are
about 600 or
right.
So.
And he was not a wee babby. So.
Yeah.
So it's likely that he died, say, 600 to 700 years ago and probably would have stashed it or had a family that then carried it on. Not to get too specific in the demographics, but what is the elven population in Valakur? Like, are elves rare? Are elves a major aspect?
I'm trying to remember if this is one of the cities that I've made demographics for.
God damn. I know there's at least one and a half.
No, I'm just curious. Is it, like, you know,
oh, it is.
Like, if we had descendants,
about 20% of the population is elfish.
So I mean, that's really kind of rare. Like, not exceedingly rare, but
humans are about 30%.
What about the rest of the demographics?
Another
just want me to go down the list.
Well, I'm just curious. So, like, is 20% a big number or is it a small number?
20% is the second largest population.
Okay. So, in that case, then, there are relatively
so what's
speaking.
The other 50% comprised of?
Third is dragonborn. Fourth is dwarvish. Fifth is gnomish.
Hmm.
And further down.
Sure. So, really, there are, relatively speaking, a decent number of elves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, he could easily have... What about 700 years ago? Was Valakor predominantly anything specific, or was it always kind of an open city of immigrants and various
It's
cultures?
Always been a melting pot because of the delta and all the trade that comes down the river. And it's also been independent for a very long time.
Are the other sociocultural... Are there any other sociocultural, like, demagogues or cultural leaders or, hey... We're proud dwarven heritage, and we have a cultural center or a museum or anything. Is that a thing in Valakor?
You mean by, like, racially divided sort of stuff?
Right, yeah, like, you know. Do they have an Elven Hall of Fame?
Like, there aren't particular... well, no.
Just asking.
There's no Elvish ghetto, per se. There is, like, sort of concentrations of races.
Sure.
But it's more of a general thing and not a... Like, there's not an Elvish equivalent of Chinatown. It's not quite that concentrated.
That's fair. But is there, like, an Elven Heritage Society or a...
No, not okay. To that degree, no.
What about census?
Again, bureaucracy is a good place to look.
Okay.
Who's going to have the best bureaucracy bullshit?
I have high intelligence and intimidate.
Those are both. I have a big fucking sword and a smart drake.
I'm pretty high on persuasion and insight.
So I guess that would be the thing. We could look here at the university, or if there is another sort of like elven cultural research center, that might be better. Because, I mean, if you think about it, like, we don't have that on Earth, but if you literally had a society that was, you know, in this case, what, 10 to 20 times older on average per citizen, like, they would keep records differently. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a census for like, someone who lives 600 years.
They don't keep records 7 years. They keep records 70 years or
right.
something like that.
So it would be a hell of a lot easier to search elven records than it would be to search, you know, human records. because you've had generations in the time that one elf has lived.
One other place you could look is business, depending on what sort of business ended up being involved in, because financial records are also...
Sure.
It's a mercantile city. So.
That'd be my suggestion. If we can find some sort of elven cultural, that might be the better way to go, but it sounds like that may or may not exist.
Or perhaps property?
Right. Because, I mean, researching it from an elven standpoint as opposed from a human standpoint would be a difference in terms of scale.
Well, obviously, I wish you the best of luck. If you would like to report in before you end up leaving the city?
Yes, I'm sure we will need fresh supplies.
Well, in that case, have a good day.
We may also need magical items to assist us on our quest.
Never gets old.
It really doesn't.
But elves do.
Does anybody happen to remember how much money we promised to the guy who took us up to Nerthelion?
Oh, stop being lawful good.
No. That's not it. Because we promised him half, and we gave him half.
Yeah?
We didn't give him all of it.
No, I'm pretty sure we divided that up.
He also didn't bring us... He also forced us off the ship.
No, I know.
To be fair, it was where you wanted to go.
No. I put the other gold in my chest, and it's on another plane. That's what I'm saying. I don't think we ever recalled it.
Yeah, it's still in Leoman's secret chest.
So I'm trying to figure out how much that was. I mean, I'll go back and listen to the recording if we need to, but...
We might have to.
Let me see if I wrote it down.
It was 1,000 gold that we had to pay him.
So it'd be another 1,000.
No, we paid him half of the 1,000 up front.
Ah, so...
And you stashed the other 500.
Yeah, my note-taking in the early sessions was pretty spotty. I've gotten better, but that doesn't help the past. Luckily, yes, it is on recording. Or you do have the number written down, or not?
I can...
It's not important this second, I don't
think. Yeah, well, we'll figure it out before next.
Yes, we know you want to buy more shit.
No, I'm just... It helps out. I'm trying to decide whether or not I'm going to be buying potions of healing for you assholes, so if you want one...
I'll get better chairs down here or something.
This sounds terrible.
Talking to Anna about what we were basically going to be doing tonight or start tonight, I was like, yeah, I've got like 3,000 gold to spend. She's like, can you convert that into real money? And I'm like, unfortunately, no.
Fake
it's
money
not,
only.
It's not WoW.
You have no idea how many fucking items I'm getting.
No, I know you. You tend to be a pack rat in real life, Craig, so I imagine you're buying every 75 gold item that you can just for shits and giggles.
You only know a D&D campaign has been going on a good length of time when you look at your character sheet, see an item, and you're like, where the fuck did that come from? And have, like, no memory of it whatsoever.
Yeah.
So we were done with Rogan Savage then, essentially?
Yeah. And I believe you wanted to go visit the director of the historical department?
Yes. I don't imagine that's going to take much time, because we're just going to be like, look at this shit we found. Give us money. More or less. I'm going to give it a shot anyway.
Okay. Wait until Jeff comes back.
So apparently we're going, unless you have any objections, Jeff, to sell old or to sell the old to the history department.
Okay.
So eventually you're routed in to see the director, who, as it turns out, is a half-orc who, as
you, ironic,
has a monocle in as you come in and says, ah, hello. What can I do for you?
Yeah.
I heard you had some good artifacts from north to show us.
Dorky and a boogie, gear and a boogie.
Don't be racist, you asshole.
Yes, the metal man can show you the goods.
I will pull out the goods and describe them.
Very, very nice. How does the painting look this good, if I may ask?
I think it was a preservation spell.
You restored it?
Only
a little bit, yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously, the original work is still very, like, perhaps in pieces it could have told us something, but it still tells us something, so...
Yeah, it's a great goddamn painting. Good work, Metal Man.
It is definitely representative of Elvish work from that period.
Well, remember to bring you broken shit next time.
Well, I mean, we don't want it damaged more than it is already, of course, but if all it took was mending to repair it, then we could do that too.
Yeah.
But that's all I'm saying. Because then we could learn two things.
That it was broken and that they mended it.
Well, you know, you can learn things from, like, was it a knife slash that, you know, whatever. I don't know, because you didn't bring it to me that way. Anyway, it's a very fine painting. These are interesting dice, bone dice, fairly crudely carved. What, like perhaps board guards or something?
Yep.
And, Craig, what are the other items?
There's a shield.
Yeah, so the bone dice, elven shield, elven vase,
mm-hmm.
The painting, and books.
Okay. How many books do you know, or is it just a...
I just have books.
Okay. Eventually, the director goes away and sort of is, like, consulting with somebody else. You can hear them sort of vaguely talking in another room. Come back and says, well, we had to check the budget, of course, and I understand that only one of you is faculty, so I understand the finder's fee is traditional in these circumstances, so... So the painting is particularly spectacular, and we could probably draw in a good number of people at the museum looking for that sort of thing. So we're prepared to give you 2,500 gold for that. For the vase and the shield, those 750. Does that sound agreeable?
I'm down with that. That sounds good to me.
And 250 for the books as a whole, and the dice are interesting but not exactly unique. So 25 gold.
Sure. 35,
25.
No, 750 each for the vase and the shield. Right, so 4,042.
Just call the dice a gift to the.
Oh, thank you. There you are.
As part of the deal. Yeah.
What is your name, sir?
Rook.
Rook. Do you have a last name?
No.
Warforged.
Reforged.
That would be like calling me Johann Half-Orc. It's not very useful or sensitive.
my kind don't have more name.
Right. Donated by Rook.
Oh, sweet. I get credit. My name's going down in history, boys.
Or at least in the history department.
Maybe make a note for your friend. Inari.
Oh, yeah.
Not really his friend.
On behalf of...
On behalf of the former corpse of Inari.
So I guess the total will be 4,250?
Yes. Which is 1,762 per with an extra one.
All that time calculating, now you gotta add another...
So everybody gets 1,762, and there's two gold left over.
That is not how 4,250 divides.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
Nice try.
It's 1,050.
Plus 50 left over.
Okay.
So 1,062 and a half?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's worth a shot. He doesn't know how gambling works. I figured maybe he doesn't know how basic division works.
I'm pretty good at mental math.
I actually wrote a zero. I totally said the wrong fucking number.
Keep drinking that scotch.
Absolutely. Just emboldens me.
Okay, so money aside and that taken care of, where do you want to go looking for a Karaquin? Or the legacy thereof.
For what?
A Karaquin, the elf.
The next key.
Do we want to... Okay.
Somebody else can take the extra gold, by the way. So there's two left over.
I still have a mithril ingot and a bunch of heroin to sell.
Let's hold on to the heroin, okay? That could come in handy.
Well, technically. I also have a bunch of stuff written down from earlier from something.
And more things to buy. Ugh. And then I realized I'm already over my attunement limit, so now I gotta go back.
I guess, census information?
Yeah, we probably got to go just figure out what kind of records were kept back then.
I mean, a Karoquin would have no reason to hide his identity, right?
No.
So, I mean, he may be listed under the census as a Karoquin. Like, there's no reason to assume he, like, pretended to be someone else, because why would he?
I'm sorry. I need to know how a Karoquin is spelled.
It's in this
it's
document.
In that thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's
a couple C's and a Q.
It's bugging me.
Wouldn't he actually? I mean, wouldn't he though? Like, if you're fleeing
bullet point. I mean,
somewhere to hide a magical item, wouldn't you?
I mean, okay. When folks flee from one part of the country to another, do they change their name? Like, if you only flee a short distance, maybe. But we have to remember, it took us what, 6 months to get there by boat or whatever the shit. Like. This place is impossibly long. The distance between Valakor and Nephthelion is what, farther than... But how far is it by sea? Because sea
it's 1,400 miles by, as the crow flies. By sea, it is...
Because I'm just curious, like, legitimately thinking about Earth, right? Is there any distance on Earth that is this far away by sea?
Oh, yeah, of course. The Pacific exists.
Well, thank you, Dave. I'm glad you let me know of one of the oceans.
By sea, it's 3,260 miles.
So, yeah, like that's not even across the United States.
It's about an Atlantic crossing. Like yep. It would take a few months by sea, depending on your ship.
Good thing we have a rowboat.
So I guess we need to try and figure out how census records were kept, and if refugees coming into the city were accounted for back then, or how would we go about figuring that out?
Yeah, New York to England is 3,399 miles. So, I mean, that's a pretty fucking far distance when you can't move quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth looking to see if a Karoquin's even in it to start.
Yeah. Yeah, at this point, we don't even know that he made it here.
Mm, that's true.
Well, where do you want to start?
Yeah, let's go.
What are you looking for?
I think we want to go, like I said, census data,
yeah.
Government.
If there's nothing elf specific, then I would say just start at the university and then go to local government and so on and so forth.
Do we have an exact date of the...
We have the elven date, so theoretically we calculate.
We know when the city fell, but we don't know when he would have gotten here.
Exactly. No, but I mean, we could, yeah.
You would know it would be after that point.
We could start there and...
When Savash mentioned historians, did he mean historians here within the university or just the dudes at the library? Or
he wasn't specific, but also he did say that unless he did something noteworthy, it probably wouldn't be
and,
a great
right, idea, and we just don't know either way.
Sure. How about a group investigation check?
Ugh, gross.
Pipsky's a lot smarter.
He's part of the group.
True, but she can only talk to a small percentage of the population.
I'm joking.
There is 12% Dragonborn.
I rolled a 28.
19.
Okay.
I rolled a 1.
Well, what's the total?
10.
Okay.
13.
Okay. 19.
I was just throwing the die across the room this time.
Average of that is somewhere in there. Okay.
What was it?
The main leads that you're pointed to is you're like visit various offices or talk to people on faculty at the university or other, you know, places you go look around. The suggestions you receive are to perhaps, the palace is one place you could try. Obviously the barriers of bureaucracy will be a little thicker there. You could try the Valakur property registrar if you wanted to look into property records or taxes on property, that sort of thing. And then one other possibility is, the docking guild or the banks, if there was like accounts that he had.
book, dude. Go.
Fuck. Yeah. Damn it.
Mr. Intelligence.
You know, when we're playing Call of Cthulhu, you behave just like Dave is playing. So don't be...
That's a different game. I can't cast Fireball in Call of Cthulhu. Sure, I will roll another terrible investigation at whatever place you would like me to go to, Craig. Which would that be?
You're the one with 20 intelligence.
That's fair, but you still have to make me roll. So, I mean, that's a problem.
If I'm deciding, then you go to the docks.
Okay, I go there.
Okay.
I'll go to the census records and roll there.
By which you mean palace or property?
Property.
Okay, so the property registrar. At the docking...
Actually, no, I'll stick with Cody.
Okay. At the docking guild, a clerk gives you a bit of a hard time about asking for records that old, and...
This is business of the college.
Go ahead and make a persuasion check.
Can I intimidate instead?
You can use your reaction.
15.
Bonus 5.
20.
Because what?
Because of the 7th level ability on Artificer now.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is, though.
I give him the bonus, the my intelligence modifier.
As a reaction?
Mm-hmm. To ability checks.
Is there a limit on that per times per day? Or?
Yep. The number of times is the my intelligence modifier.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. What was it?
You just stand in the back and go, yeah! So I rolled a 15, but apparently with a plus 5, it makes it 20.
Okay. You're told to, like, wait on a bench for a good while as the clerk has to go, like, back deep into records rooms. And eventually, though, after waiting for a while and, you know, seeing a whole bunch of other people come up in line and get their stuff done and leave and so on and so forth, you are told that an elf named Akarquin, several hundred years ago...
700, roughly.
Impressive records.
Well, an elf named Akarquin regularly, about once a month, rented docking berths for cogs and carracks from 748 to 757.
Cogs and what?
Carracks. They're types of ships.
Okay.
So, about once a month, rented berths for ships with the docking guild for a 9-year span from 748 to 757.
Oh, I thought you were talking about times a day. I'm like, who books a dock for like
for
8 minutes?
No.
9 minutes.
For once a month for 9 years.
Okay.
From the years of 748.
Time travelers, because they know exactly when things are going to show the fuck up, Greg. I killed Jeff.
Where he went?
Hmm?
Did it say where he went?
No, the only record is that he paid for berths.
Do they have any records of anything arriving?
Or do they have a record of if he had a ship or if he was crew? No, he was renting it. So
renting
it would be
the berth
his
for
ship.
The ship.
For multiple kinds of ships.
So different ships. Yeah.
So multiple ships.
Oh, okay.
What were those years you said again?
748 to 757.
Okay, thank you.
Which is a good couple hundred years after Nephthalion's fall.
Right, well, because it was 1655 that they were distributing the amulets.
In a different reckoning.
Yeah, that 1655 is not in our time frame.
Okay.
It's
because Dave wants to make it difficult.
Hey, I like this kind of puzzle.
No, you had figured out that the Nephthalion fell in 549.
In this timeline.
So this would be about 200 years later.
Okay.
It was what years? I'm sorry. I'm just...
549 was when Nephthalion fell.
Yes, got that.
And these rentals were in 748 to 757.
Which means every investigation check from now on, we can tell them, please look specifically in this time frame.
Or yeah, around there. Now we can go 549 to 757, essentially. Because either he accomplished what he wanted to do by 757, or he died in 757.
But what did he do in that 200 years?
We should probably investigate the other places Dave wants us to investigate.
Any records on where the ships were going to or from, or what cargo they were carrying?
She tells you that regulations were a little bit more lax back then. But the main thing that they're able to, the main like consistent thing along all those different ships or whatever, is that they were all carrying some sorts of leather goods.
Maybe he took up a fetish hobby.
Fetish hobby.
A very serious one.
Exporting gimp suits once a month. We don't realize it, but the island that you come from has a leather daddy thing. That's where your removable rod attachment comes from. Speaking of which, I just came into another thousand some odd gold. I may buy a couple of movable rods just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and get less uncommon items and grab a rare item at this point.
Okay, where else are we investigating?
You mentioned you wanted to look at the property registrar?
Sure. That sounds like a good next place.
I'm also thinking about checking out the history of leather. And
That's fair.
Valicor.
How about you helping by giving me advantage, Craig?
Yeah.
And giving me a +5, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that work?
Guidance.
All right. Plus a D4.
How long does guidance last?
How long it needs to.
If it's a minute, then it'll work.
It's for a minute on one check.
Okay.
We can't double stack guidance, can we?
No.
Okay.
So I get advantage plus can't 5 plus stamp, a D4, stamp. Right? So that's 18 plus a 4 is 22 plus the 5, 27 on my investigation.
Could you manage in that bureaucracy?
Yeah. Thanks for the help, guys.
So probably sometime after lunch, you are able to stand in enough lines and talk to enough people that you eventually find that the property registrar has records of a decent-sized house that was owned by a Karoquen from what's listed at from 568 to 757.
Okay.
Via reckoning.
Do we have that address?
Yes. It shows that it was sold at auction. And in 757, and there's been a long list of owners since. The current owner is a dwarf named Ivan McGonagall.
Ivan McGonagall.
Well, combine Russia and Hogwarts, and what do you get?
This is such a goddamn Dave game.
And the auction was run by the Valicor Banking Company, which is now Ashfar Bank, which is still in existence.
So he came here. That still looks discrepancy of a few years.
Yes, because you said five.
568.
And we think it fell in 549.
Yeah. So there's a gap there.
Interesting that both the berth stopped being rented and the address was sold in the same year.
Well, if he fucking died, his leather daddy store isn't going to function anymore.
Or he sailed away, sailed away, sailed away.
He went to the fucking, I can't make the reference because I've had too much to drink. Wherever the hell house. Frodo went. Yeah. The end of the movie.
Grey Havens.
That's it. You got it. Never read all the Silmarillion.
It wasn't in the Silmarillion.
It's part of the lore in the Silmarillion.
Well, yeah, sure, but yeah, I mean, but Frodo going to the Grey Havens is not there.
But in the Silmarillion, it's like a critical part. In Lord of the Rings, it's like 12 fucking pages at the end of 1,400 fucking pages, so.
Oh, damn it. Oh, 1,034? I used to know off the top of my head how many pages Lord of the Rings
is. Jesus, close enough. Well, it depends on how big
which
the
edition?
Print is. Yeah,
it's true. It's true.
So, cool. There's that.
That's a more substantial lead, I think.
Let's go check out somewhere else.
We could go fuck up Ivan McGonagall's house and see if it's like buried in his goddamn floorboards a la Edgar Allan Poe or some shit.
I don't think we need to bother him yet. Let's go look at other more
that
records.
That would be a lot of fun, though.
Okay.
I mean, we could continue investigating if you'd like.
At least one more.
I like rolling advantage plus D4 plus 5 because that makes my shit rolls a lot better. So if you guys want to do that again, we can do that again. Where are we going now? The castle or some shit?
Boss.
Palace.
The bank is another option. That's the company that ran the auction.
But I'd say palace first.
Palace is probably a good call.
Okay.
Because you know what Kellen's good at. Fucking diplomacy with the palace.
You know, I also have N20. We could just leave you out of this.
That's true.
Can you give yourself +5?
I can.
Nice.
Would you like to roll the 2d20 plus d4 plus 5? Or do you want me to roll it?
I don't care. You can
all
roll
right.
It.
So, the palace is, you know, as expected.
Are we going to see the dragon?
It's a bit harder to get into. First, there's like a fearful guard at like the bridge to the brass palace.
Misty step.
who is wearing some sort of insignia, looks like he's in charge of the station, and says, what exactly is your business at the palace? Because you don't seem to have an appointment.
Massive historical
research project for the university.
Okay, and you have some proof that you're with the university?
I show him my badge.
Signet ring.
Dragnet.
We can make an appointment, come back if you'd like.
We're not going to do that.
The
trying to be friendly here. Come on.
If you go
good
to
cop, the, bad cop.
Hey, have you met Kellen?
Everard's black tentacles on her bowl.
Go and to, I try and bribe him with heroin.
Now we're being good cop and good cop.
Sorry, Dave. Let's rewind all that.
So the captain of the guard is willing to let you in and tells you to go to the office of the seneschal and to submit any queries you have there.
Okay.
So you go across a long bridge to a walled off island, essentially.
Okay.
With its own series of portcullises.
Is this separate from the rest of the sort of like isthmus of Valakor, or is
it's in the delta, but the palace occupies its own entire island.
Gotcha.
The whole island has walls around the edge, so like the walls go straight down to the water.
Sure.
It looks like that one of them has like a pretty large water dock. Gotcha. Of course, a water dock.
It's not a train dock.
is that where the trains come in, Lucas?
I don't know what I was thinking. All right. But through the gates where you're let in, there's inside the walls, there appears to be like fairly grand and nicely curated gardens that surround the palace.
Cool.
The palace itself gets its name from a dome on the top of the main structure that has these like plated in brass. And inside that main entrance, like there's a nice broad stairway that leads up to a big double doors with like friezes carved or cast into the doors of like historical battles and such and so on. Over the top of this whole battle, there is like the large engraved image of a dragon like breathing fire on an army. And inside the doors, there's like a big marble vestibule with that's like in an octagon shape. One side is the doors you came in. On either side is like a really wide hallway that leads down to the one side. And then opposite you is like another pair of huge doors. And in each of the four other sides that aren't halls or doors, there's like big paintings of other events. And a guard who's like sort of leading you and showing you the way leads you down one of the hallways to the right. And takes you to one of the offices still on the first floor, shows you inside, and there is a Goliath sitting behind a desk.
Of all the races that I expect to be bureaucratic, Goliath is definitely not one of them.
He's
and
wearing...
he moves like the sloth in that movie.
Okay, I'll get the records.
He's wearing like a tabard with the signet on it. Sort of stands up and gives you like a little bit of a polite nod and says, "Hello, I'm Mogren Redblade, Seneschal for His Excellency. What can I do for you?"
Our title track, "They Left Me In Here," was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.